KBear 101, this is Phyllis.
Hello, this is Mario from Gojira.
Hi, Mario. How are you?
Very good. And you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Cool. My English is not perfect, okay? So I will do my best. But to be honest,
okay.
Sometimes I feel that
okay.
I miss some words, and so I will do my best, okay?
Okay, no worries, no worries. I think your English sounds just fine, to be honest.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, so I'll just jump right into this. You guys have had like a busy past couple of years. You guys opened up for Metallica. You're playing these giant festivals. I watched the footage from the Poland Rock Fest, and that was just bananas. And now you guys are opening up for Slipknot. Has there been a moment in these past couple of years that has just stood out to you that's made you say, wow, this is incredible?
The Poland show was something, it's true, very, very important, like a highlight of the last, the previous summer. And of course, opening for Metallica is always a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And if it happens again in the future, we will always say yes, because you cannot say no when you have an offer to open for Metallica. It's we all grew up listening to this band. So they were our, literally, our godfather, you know, so... and Slipknot is another one of the biggest bands out there, so it's also an amazing opportunity for us to play in the huge places.
Mm-hmm.
And also we love the music, we love this guy, we know them, and it's a real honor for us to be on that bill. And
know
it's in very, very important moment of their career too. They have an album about to be released, and so to be part of this momentum for them, it's amazing as well.
Who approached you to be a part of Knotfest Roadshow? Was that Slipknot that reached out to you, or how did that happen?
So I'm not 100% sure about it. I know we have a good relation with them, and a few members of the band really like and love Gojira, but we got an offer from the management came to us, and... So we don't know about the details. We are also sharing the same record company. We are both on a Roadrunner Records. So so I don't know if it's strategy, if it's a strategy of the record company plus the management. But I think mostly Slipknot is very picky on the band they choose.
Okay.
So I think Gojira, Behemoth, they really love these two bands. I don't know exactly about Volbeat. Probably they are also a big fan of them, but I'm sure Slipknot chose us.
Yeah.
But I'm not 100% sure.
So you were saying Slipknot loves you guys. Have you toured with any of these bands before? Have you been with, you mentioned you don't know a lot about Volbeat, so I'm guessing not with them.
So actually, I think we toured with all of them, except Slipknot on a long run, but we did some shows and festivals. With Slipknot, we were direct support for them a long time ago. I think it was 2005.
Oh, wow.
They did a show in France, and that was one of our biggest opportunity for us to play with a big band. So we got the offer to open for them in France a long time ago. Since, we did festivals, but not a real tour with Slipknot. About Behemoth, we did a tour with them in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
It was our third tour in the U.S. and North America, so a very important, also a key moment of our career. And when we play with them, they blew away every night, because it's a kind of a extreme band, but very talented, excellent musicians, and they have a real show on stage, and so. Yeah, amazing. And then we did a tour with Volbeat not so long ago. We actually, it was a small run, but we shared the stage with us. It was a tour with Alter Bridge in Europe, especially in the UK, I think. So, we met the guy also, Volbeat, and we had a good relation. And so I'm sure it will be a very friendly moment for us.
Yeah.
With no dramas, easy going, you know. It's what I hope, and all the bands are very pro, so it's going to be a great time.
Oh, that's awesome! I'm super excited for this tour. I keep saying this is going to be like the show of the year, because it's four of my favorite bands. So I'm So psyched for this show.
That's amazing.
So
that's amazing.
On this tour, will we see the return of Evil Mario?
Yeah. So you know, usually you know what? Maybe yes.
Okay.
But I'm not sure 100% because Evil Mario is this kind of a video series I invented just to stay creative on tour, and also it's a good way for me to express my frustration of being on tour with so many people surrounding me, and sometimes you just want to go home and be with your family, or sometimes you just want to have more space just for yourself. So Evil Mario was kind of a funny way to express that feeling of all the musicians can get that feeling on the road, because we are just like normal person, and I think it's not really normal to be in a bus with 14 people for 1 month. It's not very healthy, you know.
Yeah, I totally understand.
I use the funny way to express it. It's not being hateful or being angry or upset. It's just make fun of that situation. So Evil Mario, I started to do it that way, you know. And but it became something kind of challenging for me as well, because I'm doing the editing myself on my computer, and I thought So I thought, hey, maybe it can be even better if I add some noises, some effects on the audio, and if I edit a bit more precisely. So it became something very cool. But to be honest, it took me a lot of time to edit the last episode I did.
Okay.
So, but Slipknot is a great opportunity for me, because we are just an opening act. So we are not headlining. So it's not exhausting to play before Slipknot, because we have a shorter set. We don't play very late. So I'm sure I will have plenty of time to maybe express my frustration again.
I was just about to ask, how do you find the time to be so creative while you're on tour? But you just said you got the shorter set, so that kind of helps a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. For example, I stopped doing that Evil Mario thing. Well, at first, because I was worried about my own image. I was thinking maybe people will kind of get bored of it, and they will... I don't want to be, in general, in the band and myself, I don't want to be a caricature of myself. I don't like to be, I like to keep a kind of a mystery around myself and around the band. So doing all that Evil Mario was a grateful moment, but I thought it was time to stop a little bit. And also because we had so many headlining tours, so I had no time to do it. So
I can
it's
respect
very technical,
that.
But yeah. But you know, it's, we never know. Depending on the atmosphere on tour, if we have a lot of fun, if the background is great, if I feel it, maybe I will go back to it. But it's a mood also. So I don't know if I will be on the mood, but yes, we'll see.
Okay, I completely understand that. I totally do. And speaking of your creativity, you are also an artist, and your art is just beautiful. Could you always paint?
Thank you very much. About my painting, it's, you know, like playing music and acting a little bit with Evil Mario and painting. It's a kind of a whole process. I think it's just because I'm probably... comfortable with the art in general, so to paint for me it's also natural, like play music. And I'm not painting all the time, but it's because I don't like to lose this opportunity of being creative. I don't like people who play video game all day long. On tour, for example, for me it depressed me, but so for me, it's always when I have time to do it, it's always an opportunity to create something who is good for me and with aesthetic. And but yeah, the painting is it's something else. but with no pressure on it. Music is, mm-hmm. it became my job, and painting is not my job, so it's very comfortable and very easy for me to be creative without any pressure. So it's why I'm so productive as well, because I don't have a deadline, I don't have something to show immediately, or it's just something spontaneous. So I have no pressure, so it can get out of me very easily.
Yeah. I just saw you collaborated with Volcom. Can you tell me a little bit about that? What it is?
Yeah. So, you know, Gojira, we come from a small town in the southwest of France, mm-hmm. where you can surf in the ocean. There is a huge surfing industry.
Oh, cool.
But you also have a lot of brands around the surf and skateboard. So the town is Biarritz. It's famous for the lifestyle of surfing and skateboarding. So
awesome.
When we grew up as a band, we started collaborating with them 15 years ago, maybe 20 years, I don't know. But since the beginning, Volcom is always pushing us and helping us. They gave us a lot of clothes, and we always had a great relation with them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so recently... they just proposed me, hey, do you want to be a feature artist for a shirt, for a new series just to make a design of a shirt? So I said, yes, of course. And so I got involved in that project, and I just did a design, and they put on a shirt. And now they are doing an art show to promote the shirt. And they asked me to come in Spain for the art show and put some paintings of my work. But because I'm in New York and I'm working very hard with them, I cannot be in Spain. But art show will be May 10th in Madrid.
Oh, wow.
And yes, so I have a few paintings of my recent work will be exposed. And also the release of the shirt. So it's happening right now. And so, yeah, it's great.
That's got to be very exciting.
Yes.
So you said you're busy in New York right now. Does that mean we could get new Gojira music? It's been 3 years since Magma.
Yeah. So the work is in progress.
Okay.
It's doing well. And I cannot give too much details because...
Okay.
We still have to be on the same page with all the partners, and we have to give a collective date and et cetera. But I can tell you that we are working very hard on new stuff.
That's exciting.
Work is in progress, and we are very, very, very happy and super proud of it. So we just can't wait to give you more details.
So I've been curious about this. You guys sing in English. Have you ever thought about performing or, you know, doing some of your songs in French?
So, for example, if I would be the singer of Gojira, my English is so bad. I have this strong French accent. So I would probably sing in French. But let me tell you something. The French language is very hard to sing.
Okay.
It's,
I know there is
some letters and voyelles instead of, for example, the Spanish, all the words and most of the words end with a O or A,
uh-huh.
like a potato, tomato.
Yeah.
But in French, for example, we get rid of the O or the A, so it's tomate or table. Instead of that, so it's very hard when you sing this language. It doesn't sound amazing, but actually, some singer in French, when you have very strong lyrics, very intelligent, and
mm-hmm.
are very strong, it sounds beautiful for the French. But also because we have an international message, the lyrics we want the lyrics to. Be understood by everybody on earth.
Okay.
And the heavy music is also something very, very international. And so since the beginning, our goal was just let's talk to the world. And also because my brother is very comfortable with the English language, so okay. For him it was very, very natural. But you can hear a few sentences in French, in the Magma, for example, or in our first album. We have mm-hmm. a song called On the Brink of the Abyss, and there is a French sentence, but just a few words.
Yeah, I tried. I visited France in December. You have a gorgeous country, by the way. And I tried to learn French, and I just couldn't. The language is so hard.
Yeah, I know. It's very hard. It's crazy how it's hard. Because, we have feminine and masculine words. So everything, for example, is feminine or masculine. Like a table is a feminine word. So we say la table. But if we say the dog, it's a masculine thing. So we say le chien. So you have always to switch between le and la. And and also the grammar is very technical. So it's a complicated language, but beautiful as well. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as a native speaker, I'm sure when you talk in French, it sounds gorgeous. But if I do it just sounds awful.
I'm not.
Okay. What is your favorite place to visit in France? Because I want to go back, so if I get a recommendation from someone from France, I wanna go.
It's a small country, but you have a lot of diversity. Not like in the U.S. because U.S. it's incredible how many kind of climates and landscape you guys have. It's crazy. It's, but France it's smaller. But every part of France has a strong character and very different, actually. So I cannot really recommend something specifically, because the southeast is very unique. The southwest is where I'm from. It's more mm-hmm. green and more wild. The ocean is very wild, and the nature, it's very rainy and sunny at the same time. So the nature is growing up very fast.
Yeah,
and the food is great, but if you go to Brittany, it's another spirit. Oh, it's hard to recommend something. I mean, Paris
was amazing.
Paris once in your life, because the architecture, the beauty of the culture, the beauty of the city is mind blowing.
Mm-hmm.
But also because I'm from the southwest, I would recommend you to go in the southwest, close. In the south of Bordeaux and the border of Spain, because I feel it's gorgeous and the culture is very strong.
Okay.
So southwest.
Okay, definitely. All right, I'm going to write that down now. We were just speaking of Paris and how beautiful it is. Over here in the States, everybody was devastated by Notre Dame, but how was France affected by it? Because that's like one of the biggest landmarks for you guys.
Yes, it was actually, I didn't know it was so important, actually, but in fact, it's very important. And the entire French population were shocked.
Yeah.
And I know it's a building, and there is no dead people, actually, so few medias, few journalists compared that to the 9/11, but it's impossible to compare because there is no dead people.
Yeah.
But it's mostly the symbol. The symbol of Notre Dame is something very important. It's témoignage. It's something from the past. It's all about the history of France and the beauty of the architecture, the richness. It's very rich and very beautiful and full of details.
Yeah.
It talks about our history. So it's a very old building, but maybe more important than the human itself. It's more the building. The building talks about the humanity and the French history. So it's not a big deal. But there is no dead people, so it's okay.
That would be devastating.
For me, it's okay. We will rebuild something and And there is already all the energy combined to make it happen for the to make Notre Dame rebuilt. So there is a lot of new movement just to push on that direction. So it will be fine.
Okay, very cool. Well, that's all the questions I had for you. I really appreciate you coming on and talking with me. This was like such an honor. I'm such a huge fan of Gojira and you, and you're such an incredible drummer. So I really appreciate you doing this.
Thank you so much. thank you very much. Sorry again for my English.
It was so good. Don't even worry about it. But can you do me one favor? We need to get a liner from you. Can you say a Mario from Gojira and you're listening to K-Bear 101?
I'll say, okay, what is the name of the radio again?
K-Bear 101.
K-Bear 101. Okay.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. This is Mario from Gojira, and you're listening to
Don't worry.
K-Bear
yes.
101?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hello, this is Mario from Gojira, and you're listening to K-Bear 101.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
You have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.